wait is over. The 7th Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon by Stateline Tack is upon us. Grab the eggnog and settle in for 6 action-packed, holiday-filled hours. And get ready to win over $4,000 in prizes sponsored by Benefab. Plus, dozens of clever listener holiday voicemails by Kentucky Performance Products, like this one from Laura Berry.
You better reach out. You better say hi. The Equine Network is telling you why. Radiothon is coming to town. Glenn's making a list. He's checking it twice. Prizes go out to who's naughty or nice. Radiothon is coming to town. They'll hear you when you're singing. We all will be amazed. The guests go on for hours, so let me illustrate. You better tune in. The bar is set high. Our jolly fun hosts are telling you why. Radiothon is coming to town.
Happy holidays from all of us at Stateline Tack. I'm Kim Coolers, the Marketing Director at Stateline Tack, and I want to welcome you to this year's Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the Holiday Radiothon. Ashley, merry and bright. I love that. I love that. Well done. I am here, actually. Before we get into this, I'll give it another minute for everybody to get in. I see our numbers rising as we talk. I am here at Dr. Wendy's, which is in Sarasota, Florida. We're by the pool. I'll have you know, I'm outside by the pool. I got the fire going. I'm all good above my head there. But it's a lot of fun down here. It's warm in Florida. I know that's going to upset all of you in the snow, but here I am. I'm wearing my sweater. It is still ugly sweater time at Radiothon. So let's officially welcome everybody, Ashley. Welcome to Hour 1, the Horses in the Morning Hour of the Horse Radio Network, 6-hour live holiday radiothon by Stateline Tack, with additional support provided by Kentucky Performance Products and Benefab. I am Glenda Geek, and emceeing with me for the full 6 hours is my friend and host of a variety of shows on the Horse Radio Network, including Sleep Stories for Equestrians, the Quarter Horse Podcast, and the Show Jumping Podcast, Ashley Winch. Hey, Ashley.
Hi,
coming to
Glenda.
Us from New Mexico.
That's right. I got my Florida Christmas tree here. You'll see all of my little sea life ornaments. They have no place here whatsoever. And I'm donning my radiothon themed. I was going to say alcohol themed, but it's because I can drink this year.
Oh, that's right. You were pregnant last year. You couldn't drink.
That's right. I'm going to be extra merry.
Well, again, thank you for joining us, everybody. We have 6 hours of guests, over $4,000 in prizes, multiple hosts, and you are creative listeners entertaining us throughout, just like you heard Laura Berry do at the opener there. She has done the opener for our radiothons for like the last 6. So thank you, Laura, for being so creative and always singing for us. We appreciate it. We're going to give them away prizes at the end of every hour, and then grand prizes in the end of the 6th hour. We're giving away this hour over $650 in prizes. At the end of the hour, Dr. Wendy, who is my co-host for this radiothon for the first 5 of them, is going to come over and help us pick the winners. And we're giving away prizes from Dreamers and Schemers, Kelly Heard Jewelry, Trafalgar Books, Equine One, and Stateline Tack. You can find the schedule, prizes, and guests for all 6 hours on the website at holidayradiothon.com. If you're watching it on Facebook, we actually encourage you to go over and pick us up on YouTube. That way, everybody's chatting in the same place, and you can see each other's chats that way easily, and you can have more of a conversation going on in the YouTube chat than you can scattered all the way through all the Facebook pages. So if you're on Facebook, consider heading over to Horse Radio Network's YouTube page, hit the live button there, and you'll see us there. You can also go to holidayradiothon.com, and that'll give you instructions there, too.
And we see a bunch of people telling us where they're coming from, saying hi and happy Radiothon. Yay. We're so excited. Please be sure to use that chat. We're also going to be asking trivia throughout each hour, and you can answer in the comment section on YouTube there. So we look forward. There it is.
We're going to be giving away the ornament with this year's design on it. So we're giving away those for the trivia winners. So you can play at home and you can also win.
That's right. Yep. We got prizes coming out of our ears.
Well, who's joining us in hour one?
This hour, I'm very excited to introduce someone you may know very well, hearing her most mornings, Jamie Jennings from Horses in the Morning.
Hi. I feel like sometimes they may know me a little too well.
There is that.
That's
funny. I'm here at Dr. Wendy's, and she asked me, how many episodes you're at now? I said, we're almost, 3,600? And she, of course, was here at the beginning. And she's like, you guys just started. I said, yeah, 15 years ago we just started.
You know what's really cool about Dr. Wendy's is she has a floating fireplace on the wall above
her. I know. That's great. Amazing. It's very warm, too. It's very soothing. So we have a big hour planned for you this hour. Jamie, Jamie and I talked for a long time about who the first guest was going to be in the first hour. And Jamie, give everybody an idea. We're going to get to the guests here in just a minute, but give everybody a teaser who's coming up.
Somebody that has quickly become very near and dear to my heart and part of my family. And I will tell you that in the world of hosting exchange students, the host family is not allowed to talk to the exchange student's family. They don't like that because they don't want them telling us what to do or vice versa, anything like that. Not a problem in this situation. So I'm going to sit down and Glenn and I are going to talk to Anna and her parents from Germany.
We're going to hear all about how they do it in Germany, you know, how they do Christmas and the Christmas markets and all that kind of stuff. You guys actually lived over in Europe. Did you hit the Christmas markets when you were there?
Oh, every chance. Every winter. It is the most, and you guys know I'm not a big like softy romance person, but there is just something magical about the Christmas markets in Germany.
Was it the Glühwein that was magical, or was
I mean, that helps, you know, the sparkle a little bit.
I've always wanted to do. I've never done one.
It was really neat to sit down and talk to them. And I'm, you know, we did it a couple of days ago, but it's just still like, I'm just so happy. And what's really neat now is we are opening up presents from Anna's parents. She made advent calendars with like little gifts and little baggies Aww. For Lucas and her, and then sent all these treats and advent candles. So we've been really, really soaking in the German culture here at the house, which is just fantastic.
Well, and it looks like we have our first international listener. Is it Natalie? I don't know where. From Canada. So welcome to everybody, Peggy and Phyllis and Kimberly and Hazel. A lot of names I recognize and some I don't. We appreciate you being here live with us. It makes it more fun for us, too, to see you commenting there. Peggy says she just got back from Germany a few days ago. Lots of Glühwein.
That time of year.
I want to make some this year, definitely. So we have a fun hour, but before we get to the first guest, we have two sets of guests today. We have Anna and her parents from Germany, but we're going to meet our charity this year. Every year we have a charity. It's usually a horse rescue. And we ask you if you can to donate there. And we're very picky about the charities that we pick. We've done Horse and Hound in the past, the one that Jamie works with. And we've done a number of others, but this year we're very proud of the one we picked as well. And Ashley and I got to catch up with them before. But before we do that, let's do the first trivia question. So Jennifer is also, Coach Jen, my wife, is working in the background. She's going to be keeping track of all the winners. So if she messes that up, write to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com and she'll take care of that for you.
Right there.
Yeah. If you don't like anything today, it's Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. So what's going to happen is Ashley's going to ask you the first trivia question. You're going to give the answer in the comments, and Jennifer is going to be the judge. The first one she sees, we don't all see the comments coming through at the same time. So the first one she sees will be the winner, and she'll put the winner in the comments, okay? And you're going to win one of our great Jessica Troop inspired and drawn ornaments for this year. So I hope you enjoy that. We have them on our tree. I think Jamie and I have all the years of them.
We just set up our tree this morning and actually put that ornament on it.
There's
and
like I have five of these now.
Yeah, I have all the years past too. So it's just fantastic to have that collection. And I am showing Anna and I'm like, and this is Zeus. And then here's Miles, and this one's Duke.
So we have Duke over here. That's Jamie's horse, Duke. We have Nigel, Jennifer's horse, and we have Scooter, my horse. So that they're usually the ones in the, your horse varies, but our two are always in the drawing every year. So what is the trivia question?
Okay, our first trivia question of Radiothon 2024. which U.S. state was the first to declare Christmas an official holiday? Go.
All right, we'll see who Jennifer sees first.
I don't even know the answer, so.
This one surprised me, actually. It kind of surprised me. So, all right, we're going to now head right after our commercial from our title sponsor, Stateline Tech, who, by the way, has been our title sponsor, I think, since we started Radiothon. They've been with us all these years, and we really do appreciate their support. And then we're going to hear about our charity that we're working for this year. So, and then we'll come back, and we'll play some voicemails, and we'll hear from Anna parents. So Jemmy is in the back. She's our producer. You met her in years past as well. Go ahead with the packages. We're going to start with Stateline Tech and then hear about our charity.
Saddle up, riders. This holiday season, Stateline Tech is turning your barn into a winter wonderland of savings. From cozy blankets to premium bridles, unwrap incredible deals on thousands of products for you, your horse, and your barn. Glide through the snow with discounts that will make your heart race faster than a holiday gallop. It's the season of giving, and we're giving you savings. Visit Stateline Tech today and make this winter a wonderland for you and your trusty equine friend. Happy riding! Get 30% off any $129 order or more. Enter coupon code HRN at checkout. Please note, some products are not eligible for the additional discount due to manufacturer restrictions. These are noted in your shopping cart. That's coupon code HRN.
As everyone knows, the holiday season is a season for giving, and here at HRN, we try to highlight a charity that's out there doing the real work and making a difference in the world. With that, I'm so happy to introduce to you today Maya Prue, the Executive Director of Hope's Legacy Equine Rescue in Afton, Virginia, and adopter Courtney Thompson. Hope's Legacy Equine Rescue is a proud member of Equine Network's own A Home for Every Horse. First, let's start with Maya. Can you tell us about your rescue?
Absolutely. So I founded Hope's Legacy in 2008. And since that time, we've taken in 757 horses, donkeys, and mules.
Wow.
We currently have 71 in the rescue at this time. About half of our animals come from animal control cases, so horses that have been neglected or abused. The other half come from owner surrenders. You know, people who've lost jobs or have health issues and are no longer able to care for their animals and they need somewhere safe for them to go. The goal is to then rehabilitate these animals and find them new loving homes, such as Courtney, who has now adopted 4 from us.
Wow. Courtney, you're collecting over there.
That's just one, right?
You have a problem that many of our listeners have.
There is therapy for that, Courtney. I can give you the number.
Okay. We call it
Please, please don't.
So with that, Maya, tell us how WinCries arrived at Hope's Legacy. And is WinCries Courtney's first, let's say, taste of the good stuff?
Yes. Yes, he was. So WinCries came to us in 2018 from a case. There were 10 all off the track thoroughbreds. And they were seized by law enforcement from a woman who claimed to be a thoroughbred rescue, but she was not a nonprofit, and she also didn't have any space for that many horses. I don't remember the exact size of the property that they were on, but it was only a couple of acres. And it was a really bad case. The 10 horses that we got, 4 of them actually had to be euthanized the day that we picked them up. The other 6 rehabilitated and did very well. And Courtney had just started volunteering with us and saw WinCries, and I'm pretty sure it was love at first sight for both of them.
So, Glenn, I know you have a picture of WinCries. Courtney,
yes,
can you tell us about that first time you saw WinCries?
So like Maya said, he came late in 2018. I actually met him in May of 2019. Hope's Legacy sponsors or host a 5K trail run every year. And for some reason, I had decided to get into 5Ks that year. That was a very short-lived hobby. But it did allow me to be at Hope's Legacy on the property for the first time. I had heard of it. I knew about Maya and her good work, but I'd had horses my whole life. And so really didn't, you know, have the time to go out and volunteer. But I had recently lost my 31-year-old quarter horse in the fall before and ended up over at Hope's Legacy in May of 2019 to do that trail run. It was a really rainy, kind of gross day, but there were these three beautiful geldings in a field that everybody ran along. And Windcries was one of them. Of course, I didn't know anything about him at the time, but I saw him. We locked eyes and I just knew I had to know more about him. So fast forward a couple of weeks, I went online, filled out the volunteer application form, went to the farm at the end of May for volunteer orientation, and of course was immediately looking for him. Did not see him in that field, so I began to be a little bit concerned. But as we got to one of the fields toward the back of the farm, there he was. And I had to play it cool. I didn't want the volunteer coordinator to know that's why I was there.
Right.
But I wanted to ask her, you know, who is this horse? What, you know, what's his story? And got to know him that way. And just like Maya said, it was love at first sight. I have been so lucky in my life to have several heart horses. And he is definitely one of them. He is full of personality. He is has big opinions about lots of things. He loves people. He is spoiled rotten. And it can definitely be a little bit on the bratty side, but I think that's because he's really smart. But he ended up coming to my house later that summer. He actually had an injury that needed some stall rest. And I had the facilities to do that since my barn was empty. So I brought him home. My husband thought it was just to rehab. I was just fostering him, I promise.
Sure, honey.
And he never left. So I officially adopted him in December of 2019. And he is just, he is so funny and just such a good guy. And I'm so lucky that Hope's Legacy exists and was able to take him in. And then I got to meet him and bring him home.
Courtney, I have to ask you, I also rescued a Hackney pony that looked a lot like your before picture here. And after a year, looked a lot like the after picture that I just showed. Now, to this day, and this is 10 years later, that pony loves food and everything in his life revolves around food because he was starved like yours. Is yours mm-hmm. the same way?
Well, he's a thoroughbred, so his favorite things are food, sleeping, and baths. So I don't know if that's because he spent some time hungry or if he was just built that way. But luckily, he had been at Hope's Legacy for several months before I met him. So I did not have to see him as a before. Thank goodness Maya and her team had done an amazing job with him already. He had already had some training with a trainer friend of hers. So he was well on his way when I got him. And he has definitely come a long way since then.
What do you do with him now?
We just go for trail rides around the farm. I would love to do some low-level dressage with him at some point. That's something that's been on my bucket list for years. And he does have some minor issues from his young racing career that he unfortunately went through. So he won't be able to do anything too crazy, but he's just a lot of fun. He's the first one to come up in the field. He's the first one in the mornings that wants his breakfast. Like I said, loves to eat. He has terrible table manners, but he's fun. There's just something really special about him.
Well, we hope that everybody considers donating. So you're averaging 100 horses a year, basically, out to homes by my numbers, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's terrific. And thank you for doing that. And thank you for adopting four of them. I'm sure your husband now is going, I have no idea.
He gave up. He gave up at some point.
We all do. We all do. But I wanted to put this back up because it does have the donation link on there. And we're doing the donations through a homeforeveryhorse.com, which is part of the horse. Let me fix that so you can actually read it here. Let me take that off. There you go. So there's a homeforeveryhorse.com/support, and that money will go, all the money that's donated during the next month, during December, while people are listening to this, will go to Hope's Legacy in Virginia. So, and we hope that people do, you know, I know it's been a tough year. A lot of people have donated for a lot of things from the hurricanes and everything else. But, you know, if you have a little bit that you can do for the rescues and for horses that end up looking like Scooter and end up looking like all the horses that come into Hope's Legacy, right? They all start there, but you guys do a great job, obviously, of fattening them up and getting them back and finding them homes where they can go on to, even if it's just trail ride at a walk. But so let's hope that we can get some donations in for Christmas so that you can help feed the 70 that are still left.
We really appreciate it.
Well, let's get there's Jamie. So, Jamie, we are doing next something that actually started on the Horses in the Morning show. In the early days of the Horses in the Morning show, people around the holidays would send us voicemails and songs and audio, or they'd call in. We were doing call-ins at that point. And that's how the next section started on Radiothon the first year, was as a place for listeners to be really creative, right? Mm-hmm. That's how it started, with the voicemails, because they're a lot more talented than we are.
Yeah, it started out with just us taking live calls, but the problem with that was I just started talking to people for way too long. Oh my God, tell me about your horse. What's it like? So we started doing the voicemails, and then we had so many voicemails of people calling in saying sweet things. And so, yeah, this year you were like, they got to sing or dance something.
Yeah. We had so many. The one year we had 200 voicemails, and we couldn't play them all. It was just way too many. So what this is, listeners who write these songs and poems, and they sing them, and they're kind enough to do this. A lot of them do it every year. So we truly appreciate them, and I think you'll enjoy it as well. Now, also, along with this, because we do video now, Jemmy has put together, we asked for auditors to submit pictures of their pets. So while you're listening to the songs and poems from our listeners, you're going to be seeing pictures of the pets from our listeners.
Cool. Your technology has hyper advanced since we started this whole thing.
It's true. You can actually hear our show now. At the beginning, it was really bad AM radio. It was really bad. All right, Jemmy, let's play the voicemails for hour one. We're going to do this every hour.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
These holiday voicemails are brought to you by all of us at Kentucky Performance Products. Happy holidays, Horse World!
Have yourself a merry little radiothon. Let your heart be light. For right now, manure carts will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little radiothon. Sing the hours away. For now, mischievous horses will be miles away. Here we are, as in prior years, fantastic radiothons of yore. Hosts and guests who are dear to us will appear to us once more. For 6 hours, we all will be together, if bandwidth allows. With too much prosciutto, we'll all muddle through somehow. So sit back, have fun, and have yourself a merry little radiothon now. Happy holidays, everyone.
Hello, Horses in the Morning. This is Jenny in Chula Vista, California, and I wrote a poem celebrating the gifts of 2024. It's called A Year to Remember, What Y'all Got. Jamie got a good night's rest. Her new mattress was the cause. Glenn got a surgery. Now he can breathe through his unclogged schnoz. Chad got a lot of work. A hailstorm wrecked the roof. Lucas got a sister. She's a serious German goof. Anna got a furry friend. Her ears reached to the sky. And Ashley got a baby boy, so cute he'd make you cry. Coach Jen got some acreage, a happy horsey nest. And Barrett finished college. Now let's hope he gets some rest. Happy holidays!
Wish you a Merry Horsemas. We wish you a Merry Horsemas. We wish you a Merry Horsemas. Happy New Year! Big carrots we bring to you and your horse. Special treats for Christmas and a happy new year. We wish you a Merry Horsemas. We wish you a Merry Horsemas. We wish you a Merry Horsemas and a happy new year. Now make us a tasty warm mushroom. Make us a tasty warm mushroom. Make us a tasty warm mash and bring some out here.
Merry Christmas from Auditor Susanna Hahn from Central Illinois.
Hi, Jamie and Glenn. This is Michelle from Connecticut, and I have a poem for you called Duke's Christmas Message. On a cold winter's morning, the barn's full of cheer. The humans are bustling, the holidays near, but I, Duke, the old gelding with coat soft and true, have a front row seat as the magic takes view. I've seen many winters, I've felt every season, but this time of year, there's a special reason. For Jamie, the trainer with patience so true, and Glenn with his gadgets are here in the crew. Jamie's been kind since the very first day. She's taught me to trust and to never stray. Her hands are gentle but firm when they need. A teacher, a friend, she's all that I'll ever need. And Glenn, with his tech skills, his wires and screens, keeps the podcast flowing behind all the scenes. He's always so clever with a smile so bright, making sure every word and sounds just right. Together they bring us their voices each day, talking of horses in a magical way. They share all the stories, the laughter, the fun, and I, Duke, just listen beneath the warm sun. So here's my Christmas wish with a heart full of grace for Jamie and Glenn in their special place. May their days be merry, their hearts full of cheer, and may the new year be as bright as their dear. From this old gelding with a heart kind and true, Merry Christmas, Jamie and Glenn, to you.
Hi, I'm Finley Dowell from Virginia. Here comes Glenn the Geek, here comes Glenn the Geek, right on to HRN. Scooter and Nigel and all their friends pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, auditors singing, all is merry and bright. So send your entries and listen in, cause Glenn the Geek comes tonight. Here comes Glenn the Geek, here comes Glenn the Geek, right on to HRN. He's got a box that's filled with prep for all the listeners. Hear those horses whinnying, oh what a beautiful thing. So jump on board and swing your sword, cause Glenn the Geek comes tonight. Here comes Glenn the Geek, here comes Glenn the Geek, right on to HRN. He'll come around when listeners chime in, it's Radiothon again. Awesome prizes will come to all if we just listen all day. So feed your horses a hanging ball, cause Glenn the Geek comes tonight. Here comes Jamie, Jen, Wendy, and Jemmy, right on to HRN. Birdies, Groot, Stanley, and Zara, and all their horsey friends. Bells are ringing, auditors singing, all is merry and bright. So make some cocoa and invite your friends, cause all the hosts come tonight. Let's give thanks to our sponsors, hosts, listeners, and auditors. Merry Christmas!
Don't let seasonal deficiencies catch your horse off guard. Did you know the amount of essential vitamin E quickly declines in winter pasture grasses? To ensure your horse's natural vitamin E requirements are met this winter, supplement with Elevate Maintenance Powder. To learn more, visit kppusa.com.
I'm so pleased to welcome to this year's Radiothon something a little special. We've obviously got Anna here with us, and joining us from Germany are Yvonne and Michael. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you.
These are Anna's parents who were crazy enough to let their daughter fly across the world and live with me.
Oh, I'm here.
Well, I don't even know where to start. Well, maybe tell everybody where you are, because it's really nice part of northern Germany.
That's my part. Okay. We are close to Hamburg, which is about 200 miles from the North Sea, so the north part of Germany. And small town, like I heard Norman is also a small town next to Oklahoma City, so you can imagine how this relation is here. So we have it's close to the big city, and we have just flat grounds here, so no mountains, nothing. So just it's called Buxtehude. Yeah.
Buxtehude, and I know that because you guys gave Chad a hat with Buxtehude, and he wears it all the time.
He does.
Yeah.
And And I hear, too, you're close to one of Glenn's favorite things is a good Christmas market. And Hamburg is the close city to you. And there's some good Christmas markets there.
That's right. There are several markets. So and they are really busy during the winter time.
Christmas time. All right. What's your favorite food to get at the Christmas market? What's your favorite food at the Christmas market?
Actually, we don't eat. We drink there.
But like we eat the burnt mandel. You know what I mean? Gebrannte Mandeln.
Yeah.
Burnt almonds.
Yeah, like they're really good.
It's like candy. It's like
I translate it directly.
Usually when you go to the Christmas markets, you have a glass of what's called Glühwein. It's like hot red wine with some spices and rum on it. So keeps warm.
I make Glühwein every year, but I don't put rum in it. Now I'm going to upgrade.
You know what? It tastes really good if you put amaretto in it. So
that would be good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be good.
Sweeter.
Yeah, I like this better.
Go ahead, Jamie.
I was just going to say, like, just for everybody listening who has got to meet her and everything, well, first of all, I would really like you to translate something for me because I need to, when I say it, she never listens. And so maybe if you teach me how to say it in German, then she'll listen. Okay, ready?
Oh no.
Go to your room, you're grounded. She never listens.
She tells me that all the time. I don't even know what that means.
Go to your room. You're grounded. Maybe just type it out. It'll be fine. That it? You've heard that before, haven't you?
Only once in my life, actually.
So what are the holidays like for y'all when you do have your child in the house?
Well, yeah, usually we start decorating the house in the last week of November, so right now. And then Anna gets like her advent calendar. I think it's common in the States too. I don't know.
Advent calendar,
yeah.
Yeah. So, and then 1 week before Christmas, we go to find the tree, the perfect tree. And we go all together. And, well, Michael gets bored pretty soon, so he disappeared to the Glühwein stand.
He's like, bye!
We have to pick the tree, and then he has to carry it.
It's terrible, picking the tree.
You know, this is too big, this is too small, the top is too bright, or there is one branch.
It has to be the perfect.
Yeah, it has to be. Like, it's important.
And wow. Michael, you are so outnumbered at home, aren't you?
Well, and then one day before Christmas Eve, we decorate the Christmas tree. Usually Anna and I do it. I don't know what's going to happen this year.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to fall to the one side if I do decoration wrong, you know?
And I think the big difference to your Christmas is that we have Christmas Eve. That's the time where the kids or everybody gets the presents. So
forget presents.
Shut up.
He had to say that.
What did he say?
I never get presents.
Oh, never.
Excuse you. I always give you presents.
Because of misbehavior.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, then we are a small family, so only Mike's mom is coming over, and then we have dinner, and then we have the presents and spend time together, listen to some music. Yeah.
Would this be your first year without Anna at Christmas?
Yep.
Oh, that's going to be a tough one a little bit.
I don't think so. Anna doesn't know what we're going to do. Anna, can you make a guess?
You're going on vacation or something like that. No, really?
Of course.
You're going on vacation all the time since I'm gone.
We enjoy ourselves.
Where are you going?
Make a guess.
How am I supposed to know?
To Thomas, to Mallorca, to Spain.
Go to Spain.
You're spending Christmas in Spain?
Yep.
What is with Grandma?
We just go for New Year's Christmas Eve, and we fly home on the 1st. So we spend Christmas, the 2nd, 26th, we spend with grandma. So.
Nice.
There you go. Well, it sounds lovely, actually.
Yeah, can I go on vacation too?
Of course. Not
without me, though.
Well, I do have a confession to make. I have unleashed a monster in your daughter.
That's not true.
It is okay. True. She has I'm going to send her home with a wee bit of a gambling
That's
problem.
That's not true.
What are you doing, Anna?
Nothing. I'm just telling her on which horses she should bet.
You should
win.
See this. She's got glasses. She's got a pen. She's got the program. She's like crunching numbers. But don't worry. She only gambles with my money. So
okay.
She's
fine. That's fine. I made you money the last 3 times. So please.
Apparently she's quite the bookie or quite the handicapper. Yeah.
Yeah. She's pretty good. Pretty good. Now it's to where there's a group of us and everybody makes they decide on who they like. And then they're like, okay, I'm going to go bet this one. Wait, Anna, who do you like? Anna, what are your picks? I like those better. Okay.
Well, so tell me what do you guys eat on Christmas Day? It's different from us. We have turkey and ham is the traditional here, but.
Always the same. Maybe there are some traditional dishes for Christmas Eve, but we usually do a raclette, which is French. I don't know if it's the same word in English.
I don't know either.
There's an electric thing. You have small pans, and everybody puts cheese, basically cheese, mushrooms in a small pan, and then it takes ages to get it out so everybody can talk, and then you drink, and so that's like a round machine, up to 8 pans, small like
I've
this.
I've never heard of it. I've never heard of that. No, that's a new one on me.
It's nice.
Like a charcuterie board kind of thing?
Oh, no, this is a bad picture. So it looks like this.
Sounds like it has lots of little pans where you heat your own. You make your own dinner, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So you have a lot of bowls, and then you can put something on the top. Things, and then it takes a lot of time, but that's nice because you sit together on the table, you can talk and wait until your pan is ready, and
what we did 20 years in a row before was also like we have a pot of hot grease and you put meat in, basically filet mignon and also chicken and some different meat styles, and then you can also put vegetables in there with a little dough. Tyke, around, and then
you can fry it. Yeah,
then that's gone. All is fried in that pot. So
that sounds good to me. I'm coming over. You said you're short one person. You can fit me at the table.
And I think it's also French.
You can also fish in that big pot because everybody loses some pieces in.
So I have a question. When you guys decided to do the foreign exchange thing, did you know when Anna was going to Jamie's that she was a podcast host of a pretty popular podcast? Did you know that?
No. The only information we got was the name and the city. So then we started research.
Google stalking.
Yes.
It's fine.
Yeah, right.
We were stalking you, actually.
she was.
Well, you too, Anna.
Kind of.
We have to know where our kid goes. So.
And the first thing you see about Norman when you look it up is it's the tornado capital of the world. That's the first thing.
I know. And you know what? We were figuring out where to go, and Anna had to make a choice where she wanted to go. And I told her, actually, Oklahoma was not in this region.
It's on nobody's list. Nobody has Oklahoma on their list.
I don't know why I live here. It's fine.
And I'm always saying, please don't go to Oklahoma because there's all tornadoes. You can handle hurricanes. You can handle everything, but tornadoes are so scary. Well,
there we are.
You put it out into the world, and that's what happens. So
you can tell your story about Oklahoma.
Yeah, we were in, Anna, do you remember it? Was it in autumn last year when we went to that horse store?
The Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And then And I had to go with them in the horse store where everybody, where they were looking for shoes and this. And there's nothing, not much to see if you don't are into horses. So I went through the t-shirts there, and there were some reduced ones. And then I bought a t-shirt which said, was 10 euro, I remember that.
Yeah.
And it says, "Let's meet in Oklahoma."
That was basically when my faith was.
Yeah. And then we you end up in Oklahoma.
That's destiny.
Yeah.
That was destiny. So.
Oh, that's great.
And who knew when you decided that you would be here sitting with us doing video at Christmas time with thousands of people watching? And who knew?
Yeah, crazy.
What are you, Anna, this is different for you. It's going to be your first time away from home, too, and your first Thanksgiving, too. You got that coming up next week.
Excited.
Are you? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So has she converted you into a vegetarian yet, or do you still eat meat?
So kind of.
So close.
I can't eat chicken anymore because we have chickens, and I'm in love with those chickens because they're so cute, so I can't eat chicken anymore. It's bad. Thank you.
I'm going to get some pigs and cows, and I'm going to seal the deal.
Yeah, that's missing it.
So speaking of Thanksgiving, if I could ask – Vaughn and Michael, what dish should I have Anna make for our family? I was trying to think of different like recipes that are German that she could bring. And she was talking about a potato recipe. So thoughts,
ideas.
And what about the potato salad from Grandma?
That's what she said.
Yes.
All right. That's it then.
That's Grandma's potato salad.
But what comes with it? There's no roast, I guess. There is
that usually on Thanksgiving we have turkey, so I'm sure turkey, where they're going, there'll be a turkey.
I mean, I'm with a family that everybody else eats meat, so she'll have plenty of dead things to eat. But everybody else eats it, but I have to make like I basically make whatever I'm gonna eat is the dishes that I bring. So. We'll make some potato salad. I make a lasagna. I mean, I do like lots of different vegetarian that make lots of vegetables. And so,
I want to see a picture of this potato salad. And I want the potato salad recipe because I love potato salad. So in December, we'll have you back on with the recipe. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, you guys, it was great to meet you and Merry Christmas to you. And we hope you enjoy. I know you're going to the market here soon. So enjoy that. Have some Glühwein for me, Michael.
Of course.
You know, have an extra glass. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
stop joining me.
You can have it all.
He stays home and puts rum in his, so he'll be fine.
When we pick the small tree this year, I will have my Glühwein.
There you go. Thank you, Anna, too, for joining us and for making this all happen. And we hope you're enjoying your time in Oklahoma.
I am.
Okay, good. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that was super fun to watch back.
Yeah, it really was fun to watch back. Really. She is so adorable. Anna is so adorable. She's a sweetheart. That is really cool. So we have a couple of minutes before we pick prizes for the first hour. And Ashley is going to ask another trivia question. This one's a little more personal. So this one will be more for listeners of the Horse Radio Network, and especially Horses in the Morning.
That's right. And I don't think you could Google this even if you wanted to cheat. So good luck if you try. So this trivia question, Glenn and Jen visited Jamie in Oklahoma on the latest road show to celebrate what episode milestone?
A couple years ago, and the winner will get one of our ornaments for your Christmas tree, this year's ornament. So first one to guess that, Jennifer sees first. You're wrong, Richard. Sorry, that's not the right answer. Wow, people listen, Jamie.
Jesus Christ.
Look at all the right answers coming in. They do listen. It was episode 3000. That's correct. That's when we were there. So we have a couple of minutes. You guys want to play a quick game? Now, you have to keep your answers short. Think Reader's Digest version here. Every year, Jamie and I on the show, on Horses in the Morning, we do guess the movie. Guess what this Hallmark Christmas movie is about. And all I do is give you the title. And then Jamie and Ashley, you both give me your versions of what this movie is about, and we'll see who comes closest, okay? Because I actually have the descriptions here. So, Jamie, the movie's title playing on December the 7th on Hallmark is Sugar Plummed.
Sugar Plummed. Okay. Well, first of all, it's a single mom with a small child who is away at her dad's house for the holidays. So single mom is all by herself. And she decides that she's going to make a full, like, mashed potatoes and turkey meal. And she does. And she is peeling the potatoes and puts them down in her sink. And, oh, complete blockage. Disaster. So what does she have to do? She has to call the plumber. But unfortunately, the normal plumber is like busy, so she has to send the plumber that's coming from out of town. And so this plumber comes in, and it's like a couple hours she has to wait, and the plumber comes in and is like, of course, super handsome. And he shows up at the door and he's like, hi, I'm not your regular plumber. I'm here filling in. So let me see if I can clean your sink. So
okay. Okay. In. Time's up. That's it. Time's up. All right. Now, Ashley, your version.
So Sugar Plummed is a movie based on a very grumpy father figure who is a import-export professional with a specialty in the fruit business. And this year, pirates took the ship of the plum import, and he has to get Santa to help him save the plums.
Okay, either one of those would have been better than what the real one was, and neither one of you were close. Emily makes a Emily makes a wish for a holiday as picture perfect as the one she sees in made for TV holiday movies, probably on Hallmark. To her shock, Sugar Plum, the film's optimistic main good-looking character, magically steps off the screen into her living room.
Does he fix her sink?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Cleans the lines. Makes everything flow correctly.
Okay, on that note, Dr. Wendy's going to join us. I'm at her house. Come on over. Dr. Wendy's going to actually pick the winners of our prizes for the end of the first hour. And so, come over. Can you?
Other side. Let's
go over underneath the fire so the fire's bursting out of your head. Oh, there you go. Makes you look evil, actually. It's like. She cannot hear you guys. She doesn't have a headphone. So, but Dr. Wendy actually co-hosted this the first 5 years with me. So she
was
5 years. Yeah. Before Ashley, you were in for 5 years. You came to my house every time though. This is the first time I came to your house. Yeah. So this is a beautiful property. Just to show you really quick, there's the pool and her horses are out behind there.
I'm coming too.
It's really pretty. It really is. So we get these prizes donated by our wonderful sponsors every year. And Ashley, tell us who our sponsor is for the prizes, who helps us out.
This year's prize giveaways are proudly sponsored by Benefab, the leading brand in effective wearable therapies. From pole to pastern, you can find at-home affordable therapy options for your horse at benefabproducts.com. Shop today for an exclusive listener discount of 10% with coupon code HRN at checkout. Discount valid through midnight on December 8th.
I love the comment here from Gwen that says, we all hate Wendy right now.
Oh, this is hate? I can't read it.
It says, we all hate Wendy right now. No, they hate you.
So far away, I can't read it.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we have everybody that entered on a spreadsheet from one, let me look here, from 1 to 548. And Wendy doesn't have her glasses on, so no, she can't read this anyway, so she can't cheat. So you're going to be guessing from 1 to 548 on every one of these, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Jamie, why don't you tell us about our first prize?
I don't know where they are. You told me to read
at something. The bottom of hour one. Do you see them there?
Can you give me the...
we're starting with two lucky winners. Do you see that one?
Okay. Well,
yes.
Seamless and very natural transition is we're starting with two lucky winners of $100 gift certificates to shop for your favorite equestrian accessories at Dreamers and Schemers. Socks, saddle pads, spur straps, slippers, even create your own custom socks with your favorite things on them. Have the best holiday season ever with everyday smile makers from dreamersandschemers.com.
So dreamers and schemers, we're giving away two $100 gift certificates. So Wendy, I need two numbers between 1 and 548.
Okay, how about 30?
30. Let's see, the first winner, number 30 is Amy Gilbert wins one of the gift certificates. That's great. That's for Dreamers and Schemers gift certificate in hour one. All right, now let's pick another number.
Okay, to what, 500 and what?
48.
All right, how about 530?
The people always do this to me. Drives me nuts. Jamie does this to me all the time. 538?
538.
Tara Yamker. Tara Yamker from Iowa. So congratulations to you. Also wins one of the Dreamers and Schemers $100 gift certificate from hour one. All right, what's next up?
Next up, we have a $250 gift certificate from Kelly Heard Jewelry. Ooh, sparkle.
That's nice.
Elevate your style with Kelly Heard Jewelry, where elegance meets equestrian flair. From stunning horse-inspired pendants to exquisite rings and earrings, our jewelry is a celebration of the equestrian spirit. Choose from a variety of designs that capture the essence of your love for horses, making a statement both in and out of the stable. Visit KellyHeardJewelry.com.
Okay, Wendy.
About
175. 175. And the winner of the Kelly Heard Jewelry, which, by the way, is really nice. If you don't want it yourself, it's a good re-gifting idea, too. Faye.
Chad Jennings.
It was not. It was Faye Bierbauer wins that one.
Yay!
So congratulations to Faye, who wins the Kelly Heard Jewelry. What's up next?
From Trafalgar Square is your complete guide to equine arenas, how to build and maintain an ideal riding and training space. From the Ground Up by Abigail Boatwright. The ultimate guide to arena planning and maintenance with professional color photographs and diagrams to illustrate the concepts, as well as hundreds of tips and ideas on how to preserve the horse's health and longevity through proper arena preparation and care. This is not only a great reference book, it's an invaluable insurance policy. Find your complete guide to equine arenas at trafalgarbooks.com.
I wanted to say an extra thank you to Trafalgar because they donated books for every hour, and they've been a friend of a Horses in the Morning and the Horse Radio Network since we started almost 17 years ago. So we really thank Trafalgar for their support. All right, Wendy.
How about 422?
422. Let's see what's his number, 420. But you are really mixing it up on me. Glad there's not thousands on my list. Nicola James over there in England. So congratulations to her. And I think they do ship to England. So I think you're in good shape. I'm so glad she won some. She's one of our biggest supporters over there in England.
They have to ship to England.
That's right. So, all right, let's also then find out what our next one is.
That's going to be an Equine One prize pack. This pack features our signature 16-ounce hoof mender, 12-ounce hoof mender putty, 32-ounce hoof shine, Equicoat, and Equidust. Each product is designed to provide a natural care routine for your horse's hooves and grooming needs. Equine One products effectively combat bacteria and fungus in the hoof while restoring balanced moisture levels for optimal hoof health. Visit equine.one.
All right. I use these products exclusively on Scooter. This is all the hoof products I use are from Equine One. I love that stuff. So, winner?
Are you going to 300?
A lot of numbers to pick from, Wendy.
395.
395. Right. It was right there. Good. Melissa Ryan wins the Equine One. Good job, Melissa. That's great. I love that you won that. And then what is it? Oh, we have one more, don't we? Yep.
We do. Finally, the State Line Tack gift certificate worth $50. So $50 to State Line Tack. And the number is?
And the number is?
What's my biggest number? Five.
Now, you can't ask questions, Wendy. You just give me a number.
21.
Why are you picking numbers so hard for people? All right, 521. Summer.
Spread it out.
Summer Flynn wins that. So, yeah, she gets a State Line gift certificate. That's great. And State Line truly has been a sponsor of Horses in the Morning from day one. Yeah. All 3,600 episodes ago, they have been a sponsor. So I really appreciate them. Also, they are donating a $50 gift certificate every hour. So I really appreciate them being part of this. And they are our title sponsor for this show. So we're going to come back with another hour two, in just a minute. And it'll be the same crew in hour two, minus Wendy. She's going back to getting the champagne. You put champagne in bucket already over there. I'm going to be good, guys. Another hour. I'm starting. So that's coming up. Wendy or Ashley's not pregnant this year. She can drink this year. So
yeah,
she's
I said,
good.
Glenn, when are we starting? Let's go.
She did ask that. She said, what hour am I allowed to start? So thank you, Wendy. Thank you for your lease of your house and your pool area. So stay tuned for hour two of the Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon as your Hit 'em crew is back next hour. Don't forget the audio version of the Radiothon will be available tomorrow on Horses in the Morning podcast feed, on the Horse Radio Network All Shows feed, and the Auditor feeds. So if you missed the video or you don't have time to watch the video for all 6 hours, you can catch it in audio form. But why wouldn't you want to see our Christmas sweaters? You know, look at how good looking this one is. You don't want to miss it. Yeah, you don't want to miss it. All right, Jemmy, let's lead us into hour two.